Thank you for joining us on the long and short of it on the 17th of July. I'm Nicholas, and with us today is V, the CIO and founder of Track Record. Are you V?
Hey, hi, Nicholas. Let's talk about markets. How are you?
I'm good. So what's interesting yesterday was that Chinese markets were down heavily. And do you think the Chinese government is trying to tame the rally in assets?
I think they're just trying to temper the enthusiasm of the speculators, right? Chinese speculators tend to be very one-sided. But it's a bit perplexing because 2 weeks ago, the state press endorsed the rally as an ingredient for a healthy economic recovery. And then the startup sparked a massive rally. Today it went down 4-5% because comments came out saying that, for example, they said alcohol is for consumption and not for speculation. It's a direct reference to the Moutai company, which is the producer of the Chinese white wine in China, the biggest producer. So the stock of that company has gone up like 70% since March, and yesterday we fell a few percent. And some took it as a sign that, you know, the government may be expressing concerns about the stock rally. And yet today it came out, the state press came out again and say, oh, you know, this is a healthy breeder. It's good for the long-term trend, which is true. It's good that you have two-way risk in the market so that people don't get over-leveraged and you don't get into trouble at a later stage, right? But I think what they want is a steadily climbing stock market that is not getting into bubble stage too quickly, right? So it's something that we should monitor, but, you know, same like the retracement in NASDAQ, I think it's healthy. You cannot just keep on going, making all-time highs every day, and then that will get the retail traders all excited and average. So I believe once this short-term washed out impositions are over, then the trend will resume again. We just have to watch out for that.
Right. And the anti-China rhetoric seems to be uniting the Western nations, with Boris Johnson and Trump gathering the allies against Huawei and China. What do you make of this trend and the implications of this trend?
This is puzzling, right? I don't know why. I don't see what good can be had in antagonizing China at a time like this. But I guess these guys are all playing to Trump's playbook, where, you know, you try to distract the domestic audience from the real issues, which is their horrendously managed response to the crisis. Having said that, short term, it is bad for China that, you know, they are trying to curtail Chinese ambitions, for example, like Huawei's 5G and tech. But in the longer run, it's going to drive China to be more self-sustained. I think the time to stop China has already passed. They have achieved critical mass in that they have enough wealth domestically to sustain their own economy, right? To drive their own technology developments. So I think it's a risk that we must monitor, because it will dampen risk sentiment on the days where they escalate. And then if they make peace, then risk sentiment will improve. So it's something that's going to create volatility. I don't think it's good for the world in general, but this is the world we live in. The politicians like to do things that are self-serving, I guess.
Right. And as we head into earnings season, are there any risks that you think we should look out for that might actually dampen sentiment for markets, especially in tech stocks?
Yeah. For example, we saw Netflix earnings. It was pretty okay. Just a slight miss on profits, but outperform on revenue and a warning on the new subscriber base increase. Then we saw aftermarkets drop of 8-9%. I think the risk is that the numbers are coming in now to show what is the exact revenue add or subscriber add to all these tech companies. So if it should be a big miss and forward guidance, maybe, you know, I think they're all going to say they're not going to give like super bullish forward guidance, right? Because it's just so many wild cards, right? Like, do we have the economy reopening? Do we have more government measures? So it's only prudent for these CEOs and CFOs to say, oh yeah, you know, even if the performance was great, it's not going to be this good going forward. There are risks. Much like in the first quarter earnings season, some companies refuse to give forward guidance, right? They say, oh, we don't know. We're not sure, right? So that's a risk, but I don't think that's going to be a huge impediment to the overall picture where asset prices rises because of continuous money printing from the governments and central banks. But it's something that we should watch out for, especially Amazon, you know, Facebook and all the rest. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's all for this episode, V.
Okay, cool. But be mindful of even that we have long-term trends, but that's not going to be one way, right? It's not going to explode. Every single day goes up, right? So we see retracements in gold, silver, tech. It's a good reminder that don't get carried away. Stay true to the framework. Stay true to the process. Size your trades appropriately. And in the process, in the long run, you will generate profits, right? Okay?
Right.
Good. Nick, have a good day. Bye-bye. See you.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Cheers, V. Bye-bye.